This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And we're talking about relationship fatigue today. Clinical and sports psychologist, speaker, author, mindset and performance, life coach as well, Dr. Kitumetse Mashego is joining me on the line. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners. I'm well. Thank you. And yourself?
I am well. Thank you. So we're talking relationship fatigue today. So what are the common causes for it? What causes it in a relationship?
Sometimes when we go in a relationship, most times people think everything will automatically flow.
Yeah.
And they think they are of view that the romantic phase or, you know, the honeymoon phase will remain forever.
Mm.
But actually, after a while, the true character of the person comes out.
Yeah.
So if I'm with you and then I realize, but is this the person I married? Is this the person what's happening? And people tend to think people change. And I always say, I don't think people change. It's that we never really understand who they are before we got to in the relationship with them. And as the moon phase, you know, fades away and the reality steps in, then this person can just feel like they are a lot, right?
So what is that reality? How can you tell when relationship fatigue is starting to affect your relationship, that realization?
So relationships need to evolve. And I always say to people that, you know, when you get into a relationship, you are an individual before you're a couple. Meaning you are going to evolve as a person, your interests, how you relate. Maybe you met when you were younger. You know, as you age, you look differently, you think differently, you do different things. But you need to communicate, right?
Yeah.
And maybe, and opposites always attract. That's the thing about relationships. So you get the more talkative one who is now in a relationship who's with one who's more reserved, right? Introverts and extroverts find each other somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens is in a fight, that's where the true character comes out. The extrovert wants to sort out the problem yesterday. The introvert needs time to process, right? And then that thing that attracted you to that person, maybe you're attracted to their, you know, their quiet nature, their, you know, I'm loud and this person seems so reserved, and vice versa. I'm so, you know, more quiet. This person is so confident. But now in a fight, it's always like, yo, this person doesn't keep quiet. Or this person ignores me. They are processing.
Yeah.
So you need to then have check-ins where you're able to meet each other halfway, right? So you understand if you're, for example, someone who's more extroverted, wanting to sort out problems, you know, you need to tell them, give them a space that I just need 2 hours. But can the extrovert also allow you to have the 2 hours to, you know, process whatever, and then you come together to, you know, have a discussion. It mustn't be a month. Otherwise, you're going to drive the extroverted person insane. So I think it's really about finding each other, but regular check-ins and communication is what helps.
Sure. And I'm just curious now from what you're saying with the relationship fatigue. Are we particularly talking about one partner being fatigued or the other partner being fatigued or just the strain on the relationship as a whole?
It can be felt. You know, sometimes we're not even self-aware, meaning I could be showing up in a relationship differently and I'm not aware. So I'm not necessarily fatigued because of the relationship, but my partner is because of how I'm showing up. Or it could be that there's been so much conflict in the relationship that both of us are now just fatigued because we feel stuck. But sometimes, yes, it can be the one person. Sometimes it can be just the relationship itself where both parties are fatigued. So I think sometimes we get into autopilot mode in our heads and other things take over, right?
Yeah.
Either children, work, friends, you know, family, extended family. So we forget each other. And sometimes then when there's stress, that's when you feel like, oh my goodness, I cannot be fighting about this all the time.
Sure. And can we overcome this relationship fatigue and rebuild the relationship? Or is this a real big sign of danger?
So both parties need to be on board to fix, to heal, and to evolve. Because what happens usually, you get one partner dragging the other partner in to the therapy room, and I'm like, but why are you forcing an adult to move with you when they're not wanting to move? So then the question is, okay, maybe you need to do the therapy. Let's see what's going on internally. Why is this relationship and this person, even how they show up, you know, why are you trying so hard to change them, right? Then you do the internal work. The only person you can change is yourself, right? But it's really important to, if you are in a relationship, that you understand you're choosing to be there. You're choosing each other. Mm-hmm. Out of all the billions of people, you chose each other. So how do you then, you know, process and navigate the exhaustion or whatever the emotion that's prominent in that fatigue for you to move forward? But both parties must be willing.
Sure, it can't just be one-sided. We all need to play our part in this.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's sad when you see that, you know, it's been, maybe the person has been just trying. Mm. I was listening somewhere, somebody was talking about narcissists, that, ooh, yes, this person is a narcissist,
yeah,
but you are an idolatra. Because narcissists need people to worship them.
Yeah.
For me, it goes back to what's going on internally within you that's making you, you know, tolerate or stay or continue showing up even when you see that the other person is not showing up. But where you find people are on the same page, it's easier to work with people on the same page. And what I usually do, I see them individually and then I bring them together, right, to see both sides of the story. Because if you start usually from the onset with them together, it can be quite exhausting for even for the therapist, because you like watching a tennis match.
Yeah.
One party wants you to take sides with the other and blame the other, right? Sure. So it's important for both to want the healing.
I am almost sure that in the near future, you and I are going to be having a conversation about why we keep showing up for people who don't show up for us. But that'll be a conversation for that day.
Definitely. We need to show
up for
ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always say when you give at your own expense, when you give and you're self-sacrificing you, it's not called giving. It's called codependency.
Ooh.
It's not the same. If I'm giving you my whole bread, then I'm begging for bread. And when you get your bread, you don't give me a slice. Nah, then that's not a healthy.
You see why this conversation is going to be necessary. Very, very necessary. I can't wait for that. But thank you so much.
Too.
Oh, man, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Time.
It's a pleasure. How do we get in touch with you for those who want to go through your work? Also, just utilize your expertise.
So I'm at Rebaone Wellness. It's Rebaone Wellness.com, and also at Dr. Tumi _DSM. That Tumi, the doctor is DR, not the full word.
Okay.
And my mobile, my WhatsApp, where they can get me is 082-858-7033.
Oh,
and it's for mental health issues, please.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so, so much, man. Really
thank
do appreciate chatting with you every time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.